The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday.
Morning.
The 19th of September. I hope you're having a great, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're having a great morning. It's going to be a good week. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 7 minutes after the hour of seven. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. How was your driving experience on Saturday with Placer Street?
Fine.
Set aside? You know what? I was
no
really
problem.
Surprised. I thought we were going to be inundated with people, but yet we weren't. But there was a lot of people there. They must have parked up a lot further, up closer to the beginning.
They parked up by the doggy park. They walked
down. I saw
down
numerous
here.
Pictures on Facebook.
Yeah,
of
we were. Of course, where we were at, there were some people that parked there. But that was a long. That was a long walk up the top of the hill.
I hope somebody calls and gives us an update because we did read in the Sunday paper that they had sold 1,200 tickets and expected 300 more to sell for the day. So if anybody does have a final count, sure would like to know.
Or if anybody did it.
People came from all over to go on the slide. Some brought their own floating devices.
The one that was a swan going down there. But if anybody did ride it, let us know. Give us a call and say how it was. We were busy all day. And, I haven't ridden on one of those slides.
Well, no, but we supported it. So 7:07 in the morning. Good morning on this Monday. Currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. This is the kind of day we're going to have. It's going to be high of a 97 with our lows of 62. Tomorrow calls for a high of 90. So, we're getting in that transitional weather again, which we love. Don't put away your summer dresses yet. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 81. Thursday calls for 75. Well, you know what? After we've been in 110 and triple digits, your body gets used to, it starts to feel a little chilly around that time of day. Friday is 84. Saturday calls for 94. And then Sunday, 96. So we take that dip there on Thursday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Carl, when we start out on a Monday morning and I think about, that we're in our eighth year of owning a radio station and launching this along with the help of Bob Belongi, we started thinking, this was going to be something we may do for, with the five-year plan. And it's extended over. And here we are. December 14th is the day we launched. So we'll be going on into our ninth birthday.
Yeah, I think it's into our eighth birthday.
Okay, I always do things a year ahead anyway.
Yeah. It'll be into our ninth year, our eighth birthday, into our ninth year.
We have really, with being in this kind of business, it's really put us in, really among the business owners of the community. And we have had some of our sponsors from day one. That's a long time, because we all always know that there's other places to put their advertising dollars. And they have, and maybe they do that as well, but they've remained loyal to us. And one of them is Tobacco and Brew. We have to think Tobacco and Brew, Alliance Heating and Air, a five-star bank. And I think I've really thought about it this weekend. I spent time working in a house, and I really enjoy the simplicity of cleaning because it makes you, for me personally, makes me think, and you did too. You cleaned out your room, you brought in your printer, you're giving books away, decided what camo to keep, what camo not to keep. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's so cathartic to do that. And we know from our gals here from the Psychic Fair when they talk about the lunar or the sun or the moon, that somehow it's a feeling that's making you, one, feel like they need to clean out, get rid of, shed. Like spring, but it's really fall.
That's true. And, you know, and we got to also do a shout-out for our shows. You know, Bob and Brenda have had Boomer Tech for the whole time. And then, of course,
such
Nancy
a good show.
Sutton Pierce.
Great shows.
Nancy Sutton Pierce has been with us for the whole from the beginning.
And Aaron Ryan.
Aaron Ryan has started out with us. And then, you know, and it's spread. And we've got, you know, like right now, we've got the shows we have, and we're looking for another show for Saturday mornings. And I haven't advertised it or anything yet, so I just thought I'd throw it out there that we'd like to, you know, we don't need another show because we've got shows. Sunday is completely filled, but I'd like to have another new show.
A local
show that people are thinking about and want to talk politics or what's happening in the community or, you know, whatever that's out there tickling your fancy. That give us a call at 605-4565 and talk to us about it. Now, we've had a lot of shows pitched to us. Many have tried and have not made it in the sense that they haven't made it off the drawing board because we ask, you know, that, you know, are you prepared to do it and what's your idea and can you make it extend? You know, you want this show to extend and spread. So, and to grow. I shouldn't say spread, but to grow. Anyway, hey, we had an interesting weekend. You know, the slide was a lot of people, I guess, went to it. We, from where we saw it from our end, we were on the end where you landed, so it wasn't that. It wasn't that many people coming in and using our street and using our using parking and all that. We put out, you know, people were afraid that people were going to just take over the whole neighborhood, but yet they put a sign in there that said no through street from the other end, from Chestnut. And they had, then of course they had the one on Placer blocked off, and we had very few people really come through, so it was cool. Not that we minded.
Well, I hope that they were raising money for King's Kingdom 2.
Let's hope it made some money.
And that was the whole idea. And we're so, you know what? It's pretty cool when you can people can come together and have fun while they're raising funds. So congratulations on that. We did go. We walked in probably about noon. So we did go poke our heads in at Wind River at the Psychic Fair, right? And what? And Saturday was the state of the the slide, and then we had a big girlfriend's 60th birthday party. You know who you are. Took over Tiger Field. Fantastic birthday. So we attended that.
And by the way, Tiger Field, you can rent Tiger Field and its facilities for parties. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but you can go in there and rent it, and you've got a great facility there. You got bathrooms, and you can put up your awnings and those, and there's places to cook, all these things there. And then you've got the park and the bocce balls, which, by the way, is, you know, Paisano Days is coming there, and the end of the month, in fact, Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st.
Wow.
At Paisano Days.
Paisano Days has moved.
It's going to be great down there. All you can eat on Friday, all you can eat spaghetti with meat sauce, spaghetti with pesto sauce, salad, garlic bread. $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. And at 6 p.m., start of the bocce tournament. Is it bocce or bocce? It's bocce? Bocce, isn't it?
I have heard both. Yeah.
I mean, okay, let's just say bocce.
Bocce.
Bocce. I have heard bocce. I'm sure that one of the sons of Italy will be correcting.
They're going to be on this week, and we'll have to ask them about that. Then on Saturday, you have the bocce tournament finals, and lots of food, Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches. Oh, my gosh, cannoli, huge raffles with a grand prize of a 3-day, 2-night houseboat trip. It's going to be a great time there. It's going to be, for more information or for tickets, call John at 605-1351 or Carol.
Johnny T.
4342, Paisano Days. Hey, you know what? It's the fall. Sleeping time.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping time.
Are you playing
music?
No,
here?
I just came out. Well, you know, it was over the weekend, so I'm trying. Okay, I got it down.
Hey, it's okay if you can play music. I mean, you're a music type person. Hey, it's fall. It's time. The summer is over. It's time to get back into, I mean, if you were having problems sleeping back then, we didn't. Of course, we have Sleep Number. But now, it's going to be cooler. Sleep. Why not take this opportunity to head on down to our Sleep Number store? Yes, head down to our Sleep Number store and get your chance and go in and buy a bed that's rated number one by Consumer Reports. We have never slept better. My sleep number setting is 60.
And mine has been a 40, and I've been staying at 40.
And you have been for a long time now, and it's because it's been working for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just kind of feel like when it comes to our health, it's really funny. We ran into went to a restaurant on Saturday, and one of the gals there had said, she was not as lively as she usually is. What's okay? She goes, I just didn't get enough sleep. Ah, the culprit every time. So, again, my sleep number setting is 40, and,
When people say that, though, you just have to tell them how we sleep.
We have your sleep number, So, and there's always wonderful sales going on at the sleep number store here in Reading. It's close to the Target shopping center next to the vitamin store. Why wouldn't you want to invest in the best night's sleep you'll get? And I'll tell you what, you don't realize how good it is until you go somewhere else and you come back and you go, oh, my God, I'm so happy to get into my bed.
And right now, a Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology, which also gives you ideas on how to adjust your settings, is under $1,100. That's right, $1,099.98. It's under $1,100. It is ready for you with Sleep IQ technology. Now, you may not choose to take Sleep IQ technology. It's a great idea if you do. But go on down, see Brian or Janice, head down to the Target Shopping Center, give it a try. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of Interwest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Studio 54.
This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. That's right, one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care, a simple, convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits. That's right, for a flat monthly fee. And this flat monthly fee is not exorbitant by any means. Doctor-patient relationship that is simple, personal, and direct. It's a membership-based primary care provider. One flat monthly fee provides unlimited access to your doctor, as well as 24/7 access to her via text, email, and phone. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. All right.
Well, speaking of, when you think, you know, you went into the WellCare live read, and it, for some reason, what did it? Why did that make me think about my 40th class reunion?
Because everybody's getting old and needs help.
I think it started with, you know what it started with, Bob? It started with that music that, like, here's where my mind goes. Okay, so that music reminds me of a little disco. There's a little disco beat in it. And that, you know, the 70s produced great music, and some of that was disco. And I think about how disco music makes me happy, personally makes me happy. Then I got this, wait a second, so I got this invite, you know, nothing like the last minute. October 22nd is Rio Americano's 40th class reunion. I graduated a year early, so I kind of went out with 75, but I went to junior high and high school with a lot of these kids. So, you know, I think I'm going to go. But it's really funny because one of the girls said, well, what are you doing now? Well, my husband and I, you know, have a talk show that we do in Reading. Well, what kind of talk show? It's kind of conservative talk radio. Went on and on. And I thought, you know, it just makes me so mad because people are so uninformed sometimes. Go ahead, Bob.
I did want to interject at this point. You mentioned about high schools and music. Reading has lost a son who I went to school with, was an excellent individual, a very stand-up guy. That would be Stu Herriot, passed last week, or I think it was Saturday.
Is that the music store guy?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I went to school with him. You could not find a nicer guy. He was very involved in his community. His store launched a lot of young musicians.
Oh, no.
He would just go out of his way to help people, and I spent a good portion of Saturday in shock upon learning of his passing. So, heart goes out to his family.
Absolutely. And yes, I've been into that store. There used to be a place in Sacramento called Jack's Music, and it was the same. Like, that was the hang. That's where you got your sheet music, your microphone. Well, Harris is where I got my PA system. My little passport PA system was from that music store, as well as the mic stand and cords. And they were very, very helpful. Oh, my God.
So
I'm
condolences
so sorry.
To the Harry and family. Yeah.
Speaking of condolences, let's go to New York City. The New York City bombs have started again. The 29 were injured. Thank goodness nobody's been killed. The police are searching for a terrorist by the name of Ahmed Ranani. Catholic priest. Oh, no, I was just joking about the Catholic priest. He's Muslim. Okay, he is he's not a Catholic priest. His name is Ahmad Rouhani, and he is a naturalized Afghan citizen. Now, did he do it? We don't know, but they're saying he's armed and dangerous, and so to take all the precautions, there were three different bombs found in New York and New Jersey, plus in Minnesota, a Somali dressed as a security guard, or maybe he was a security guard, there pulls a knife out and attacks people in the mall. Now, this mall is a gun-free area, gun-free zone. So, obviously, the terrorist read the sign, pulls out a knife, and starts to attack people, slashing, cutting, stabbing, until a police, off-duty policeman who ignored the sign of no guns or gun-free zone shot him, killed him.
So they're going to sue the cop for carrying a gun in a gun-free zone?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not even sure that's illegal to carry a gun in a gun-free zone because it's your Second Amendment. It's a right. It's like freedom of speech. And so but I'm not going to get into it. That's a long, drawn-out two-hour show. However, the policeman did have a gun and was able to protect the other people. But the bombings, again, are they linked? There's three different ones. They're saying some of them were actually even made differently. So maybe it was two different bombers. Anyway, the police are out looking for him. Thank God nobody was killed. We did see the bomb go off in this one video. People were just walking down the street with their kids.
Wow.
I mean, just it was, you know, they were just walking, and it was in a trash can that exploded, and then you see them all running. Some people, in 20, like I said, 29 people injured.
Headlines of Drudge Report. Wanted Ahmad Khan Rouhani, naturalized citizen from Afghanistan. Device explodes outside New Jersey train station. Triple strike puts Manhattan on alert for UN summit. Bigger than ever police presence. We're at a level of alert city has never seen. Mysterious incidents raise alarms. Cuomo, foreign connection, flip phone detonators. Surveillance footage shows man dragging bag between locations. Fear of active terrorist cell. 100,000 small Somali refugees admitted to USA since 9/11. ISIS released brutal propaganda video, and Khan of Lundestun pitches first ball at Mets game.
Okay. Well,
those are the extreme headlines right there. Boom, boom, boom on Drudge Report.
Now, moving from one disaster to another, let's go to the Emmys. where, you know what, I don't mind jokes about Trump, but it when it's just all one side. Oh, Trump's this, and nothing about Hillary. I mean, like Hillary,
nothing.
There's nothing humorous to poke about
nothing.
Hillary. Nothing. I find that interesting, but that's okay because that just fuels Trump supporters when things like that happen. Now, the big thing about the Emmys this year was all the newbies. There was a lot. I mean, there were a lot of new people there. I mean, you had the old. I mean, you had the guys, the actors like John Voight and all these big actors. And you had this one guy named Rami. And I know this guy. I've seen him before. And he was in that series, The Pacific. He played a Marine in the, you know, in that series that lasted through the whole series. You know, he made it through all the way. I mean, through all this war and combat and everything, and made it back home. Played a great part. Well, he plays a part in iRobot, and I've never seen it. He wins the Emmy for Best Dramatic Actor over all of these big name guys that you've seen for a long time.
Yeah, that's on my first. That's on my list of stuff to watch.
Yeah, first nomination, first win, and there were several last night. First nomination, first win. And a lot of different series. I mean, it was diverse. I mean, you know, you talk about diversity. My gosh, diversity! An Asian and a Pakistani won for this one show they do. It's a comedy, and there's one. And he says, "Well, really," he says, "I shouldn't be here."
Okay, now here's
he
the
says
biggest,
myself or other Muslims. I shouldn't be here.
Here's the anyway, biggest.
It was funny.
The interesting thing that. That happened last night. There's a show out called The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime.
Did you see that, Bob?
Okay.
No.
All right. So that took away the most Emmy awards. Amazing. Writing and acting. Best limited series. That's writing and acting. Sterling K. Brown, Sarah Paulson, and Courtney B. Vance. Meanwhile, HBO's Game of Thrones and Veep each brought home their second consecutive wins for best drama and comedy series, respectively.
Well, Veep, you know, Julia Dreyfus, it's her fifth or sixth Emmy in a row. Now, the thing about the People versus O.J. Simpson, the woman who portrayed Marsha, you know, the prosecutor.
Yes.
Okay, she came up. She won. And next to her, she had brought as her, you know, quote, date was Marcia.
Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark. That was her. And so Marcia Clark's changed quite a bit. You know, some face work there, obviously. Anyway, the woman comes up and says, it's really difficult to portray a person who's alive because you don't want to, you know, you want to get it right. And then she says this. She says, I, like so many other people, judged her as two-dimensional. And she says, I was wrong about this woman. And I mean, she said this out loud, and you can just see the crowd go,
yes.
Because by the end of this thing, I guess, OJ, it was obvious that OJ was the man who killed Goldman and his wife.
Nicole. Nicole Brown Simpson.
At the end of it. But John Travolta was playing a great part. All these guys.
There was a lot of real heavy actors that were there last night. And so the two people you were talking about, Carl, that won Best Actor and Actress, Rami Malek and Tatiana Maslany, it was upsetting in the acting categories. Two critical darlings earned major hardware with surprise wins from Mr. Robot's Malek and Orphan Black's Maslany. For outstanding lead actor and actress in a drama series. When they came up, I mean, they were in some heavy waters there. Number three, Kimmel mocks O.J. Donald Trump in opening monologue. Now, you know what? You don't mind, of course. You remember how much Bush used to take, just so much crap, you know. But it was like, okay, now one person. Now, three times I noted Trump in a speech. Somebody's speech. Like, why would you take a breath? And criticize. Here's your moment to win.
But that's what they do. This is Hollywood.
All right. So,
I say this thing about Jimmy Kimmel when he said about OJ? He says, how do you feel that you're rooting for a murderer? I thought was kind of amusing.
For Donald J. Trump?
No. For OJ Simpson.
Oh.
And then when he loses for best, you know, he was nominated for like best variety show. Which he lost, Matt Damon comes out and says, wow, this must really be embarrassing to have to sit up here for another hour, a loser, a big loser like you in front of people who have won.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, I tell you what, Matt Damon was eating an apple while he was doing it. He just hammered him.
Yeah.
It was great. That was probably the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a break.
All right, we do. And guess who we've got in the house?
Pete Dinklage.
We haven't seen him in a long time. Looking forward to this after we get back here from our break at KCNR 1460. Good Monday to you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, September the 19th. It is 66 degrees out there, going up to 97. But you know what? Even though it's 97, I kind of feel like we're in that slow slide to the 80s and then the 70s and then the 60s. I'm looking forward to this fall. I am really stoked.
It's really interesting watering the house down yesterday, Carl. Really, seriously. It was... Yeah, the front and the side and the back, and you know, it just, things get grimy, especially if there's been smoke in the air. And I just wanted to make sure everything was just kind of, you know, get ready for, you know, fall and clean. And yeah. I got the windows are going to be cleaned on Tuesday morning. But, what you're talking about, the sun is now setting. So usually it was before, it was 11 o'clock in the morning or 10:30 in the morning. And the way that the sun was, it wasn't as high, so things had cast a different shadow. It's almost close to October. I hadn't watered things down. So yes, we are. It's funny to see how we start to go through this slow time change. It's just starting to happen here. The sun starts to go down at a different time and up at a different time. So in A, B, C, D, quit looking at me like that.
Hey, our guest here is Colonel Pete Stiglitz, who is here to...
Speaking of a slow slide.
Yeah, you know, Pete's the only one that got on the slide for the city. Everybody else is doing 30 miles an hour slow. Pete was doing 2.5 miles an hour. I can't figure out is how you got going that slow, Pete. I'm just kidding, Pete. Were you there?
Where?
At the slide for the city?
No,
okay.
Well,
all right.
I'm just making our show.
I just make stuff up just what? To put Steve, just to put, just to put Pete. I know, just to put Pete on. He goes,
pick
what is he
pepper.
Talking about? What is he talking about?
I'm confused.
Pick a pepper,
okay,
Pete.
No, Pete's here for a great cause.
I am?
Yeah, good morning, Pete.
Hey,
we
guys.
Haven't seen you in a long time. So nice to see you, Pete Stiglitz.
Well, thank you. Staying busy.
Yeah.
Not making any money.
Well, but you're here to raise funds. You're here to talk about something this morning that is near and dear to your heart. So why don't we just start off with what? Give us a one-liner.
A one-liner?
Yeah.
Support the Air Force Memorial.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
One-liner.
That's going up. But what's the goal for it to be erected?
Well, we've been working at it now for probably 4 to 5 years trying to raise funds to build the memorial. Eagle Ironworks off of 273. Steve Tramo, a Vietnam veteran, is fabricating the memorial for us. We still have a ways to go funding-wise. But every year we have a fundraiser. Classic Cafe, the ladies over there, you guys all know.
Yes,
we do.
They sponsor a spaghetti feed for us each year, and they're going to do it again this year in February. But we're going to try something different this weekend, this coming Saturday, September 24th. We're having our very own show and shine out at Anderson River Park
over
at the Moose Lodge. So it is being sponsored by the Shasta Region Porsche Club of America. And we're going to have a whole bunch of cars there. Let me tell you, there's going to be Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, cars from the British Car Club, and we're also going to have the UE helicopter out there and some military vehicles. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes until 2 p.m. It's free to get in. And if you got a great car and you'd like to show it, have the car there by 10 o'clock in place. But it is free to go and enjoy the show. The way we're raising our money is through a sale of a tri-tip dinner. It's going to be $12, and we're asking folks to come out there and look at the cars, have a good time for free, and then have dinner for $12 and support the Air Force Memorial Project.
How far are you away from your goal?
I'd say we're about halfway there. We've raised in total about $35,000 to date.
Okay.
And some of that we've had to spend on advertising and that sort of thing. So we need about another $35,000 really to cover the...
$35,000.
Yeah.
So if someone's listening and they want
$35,000.
To... Yes, $35,000. If somebody wants to make an anonymous...
$35,000 check?
Well, or something towards... the Air Force Memorial.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Would they, the guy who's building it, where would they send a check?
Well, they could call me, 347-6431, and talk to me about it, and I'll come over to their house and pick it up.
I'll pick up the check. I'll water your yard for you, walk your dogs.
I'll do anything like that. And we also have a website. It's at usafmemorial.org, and there's a way to donate online by going to that website. Mm-hmm. We're also selling engraved pavers that are going to be placed at the base of the memorial, mm-hmm. And sales have been pretty slow on that locally here. So
How much are those?
They vary in cost. $100 is for three lines of printing, and then $150 donation, and you get your service service emblem on the brick as well. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's a donation. It's tax deductible.
Right. Hey, Pete, I have just a suggestion. I know that you probably get suggestions all the time. But how wonderful that each time you do something at the show in China, maybe you guys are already doing this, is it possible to take the memorial, even in its half baked stage, and put it where, just drag it around wherever you're doing it, so people can see the process of where it is.
Do you do that?
I think that would be heartwarming.
No, we haven't, and we've actually, I've talked about that.
An artist rendition, because that's what Carl did for the Vietnam Memorial, and he carried that thing around.
Yeah,
and we've got one on our wall.
We have on our wall.
He sold prints of that, and we have a copy of that on our wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are just little things that when you're there, buy a print. You can probably get them printed for almost less than nothing.
Really?
Oh yeah. I would take a look at that, and then you can sell them.
Yeah, I had thought about taking out what we have fabricated and bringing it out,
right?
Or at least an artist rendition, so people can see. Hey, what am I buying here?
Yeah, we do have a photograph of a rendition of what it would look like in the end. But we'll have to give that some more thought,
right?
How we might do that. So, so this Saturday, the show and shine.
This Saturday, where?
It's going to be huge. It's going to be really big. It's out at Anderson River Park.
Anderson River Park.
It's at the Moose Lodge over there.
Ooh, lots of cars.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Because there's no mosquitoes right now, so that's great.
No. So, and we're going to have celebrity judges that'll be out there. I know Maurice will be there, and some of the other big names around town will be there. So please come on out. The show is from 10 until 2. Plan to have lunch with us for $12, a complete tri-tip dinner with a drink and dessert and the whole works.
Wow.
Support the Air Force Memorial Project.
There you go. Okay, again, phone numbers?
If you want to bring your car out and show it, say you got one of those fancy show cars, call Bob Dunlap. He's at 347-6394. Or just show up, but we want you in place by 10 o'clock so we can start doing the judging.
Okay, so what are the phone numbers, though, for people that want to, maybe give money or just, get a little more information?
Well, call me, 347-6431, and I'll give you everything that you need.
There you go.
You know, it comes that time of year, I'm just going to say this one more time, that, some people anonymously do like to give, and they have in their estate planning that they can gift a certain amount of money per year for taxes.
Sure.
And we know people who do this, and so that's why I'm saying that, I'm glad that we're so happy we can have you on, when you go to Igo Cemetery, it is the most beautiful cemetery, and there's such wonderful branches of the armed Air Force, of the, you know what I'm
armed
talking
forces,
about.
Forces, yeah. Armed other forces, memorials are up there.
And right. we definitely need to get what's warm to your heart, the Air Force.
You bet. You know, I'm going to put a plug in for Wind River if I can.
Love them.
They have been really supportive, Gary Hayward and the group over there. In fact, yesterday for the dinner and brunch, they gave us a share of their proceeds that they raised yesterday.
Hayward and Company.
They are always stepping forward.
Gary's an Air Force veteran and a great guy. You know what? Wind River, even though we extol their virtues, they don't get enough love from this community for everything they do.
I agree. They do it very quietly sometimes in the background.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Pete. That's
Chiglitch.
This weekend, and it's a show and shine. It's at Anderson City Park, and you can be down there by the Moose Lodge and be there by 10 o'clock to get all your stuff in.
Yep.
And it starts officially at?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, so just get there
and
have a great time.
Bring your appetite.
Looking
right.
handsome as ever.
Thank you very much.
this portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur. Whether you want it for a short period of time, you need help, or extended periods of time in your home, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She personally interviews everybody that works for her. They've all had background investigations. They're all bonded. They're all insured. She matches her caregivers up with the family that needs their help, whether it's for, like I said, a short period of time or extended in-home care. Give her a call at 226-8350. I mean, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year. Talk to anybody that's used Home Helpers. They are outstanding. They are very, very, very supportive of our veteran community, Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Well, welcome back to KCNR 1460. And it's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a hot day with temperatures around 97. Well, you know, we're kind of in that interim state. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62.
I don't feel hot, even though it is hot.
But you know what? Yesterday when we went outside, I've been taking care of the neighbor's chickens. Every day I get four eggs. I'm in heaven. It's so fun. And I never
Four chickens, four eggs.
And it's funny because they're very social critters. Anybody who has chickens and you care to get in the chat room, I'm telling you, I've got a newfound romance of just loving to watch these chickens. And yep. Bob's laughing.
Anyway, Elk Killer goes over there.
Yeah, she visits.
And so it's Elk Killer and Linda with the chickens.
I know.
It's absolutely cute. There's Linda. She's got her little hoe out there.
Yeah.
And she's moving things around.
It's just a week long. I don't know.
The chicken stuff.
Then she's
feeding the chicken. Then she's picking the chickens up and petting them.
Yeah, I can pet them.
And then
them.
This one she keeps picking up because it kept looking at her. And then finally when she puts it down, it just finally looks at her, squats a little bit, and pops
an egg, right
pops
in front
an egg
of me.
Out. So the whole time that chicken was saying, how about just leave me alone so I can have this egg?
But they have this cute little hen house inside of a dog run.
Now we've completely blown our ability to do a commercial, so we need to go to Alice Garrity.
Alice Garrity with Republican Women. How are you?
I'm good. It's early morning. I'm glad to be here with Linda and Carl and Bob.
I'm glad to be anywhere at this time.
And you're wearing a Trump Make America shirt. Great. Make America great again.
Yep. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. And we have hats.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we have hats. Somebody from the doggy park bought us all hats.
Oh, cool.
And most of the people at the doggy park are Trump fans. What's happening? Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're kind of coming into the end of the year, and we're really, really busy. We're always busy, but this is really a lot of things going on. Candidates night this Wednesday at Riverview Country Club.
Okay.
Doors open at 5:30, and I think dinner's at 6:30. So we have the candidates speaking, so we're really excited about that.
For city council?
Well, for all of them.
Okay.
Anybody that's running is welcome to come and talk. So
okay.
That's why we had it in the evening, so we'd have time to listen to
when's
all.
When's this going to be?
This is this Wednesday.
This 2 days from now.
2 days from now, and you have to RSVP, so we have to know. So I can give you an email or, for that.
Good idea.
Let me find it.
All right. So, that's right upon us. Wednesday night, 5:30, the candidates. Are they going to have a forum? Are they going to talk? Are they going to tell what their platform is?
Yeah.
We can meet and greet.
Brenda Haynes is in charge of it.
Okay.
Brenda always does a great job. It's Tammy Girard. It's called Come Meet Republican Candidates. Make America Great Again. That's our theme. So if you could RSVP to Tammy Girard, it's very simple. Tammy Girard at charter.net, and it's TammyGerhard. Tammy Girard at charter.net. We'd love to have you come. It's $30 for dinner, and the candidates will be there.
So those running in the Republican ticket.
And where's it going to be at?
Yes, one's running in the Republican ticket, yeah.
Where's it going to be at?
Riverview Country Club.
Okay.
That's where we hold all our meetings, is at the Country Club. And then for our October meeting, we're having honoring our law enforcement, which we think definitely needs to be done. So that's our noon meeting. We're honoring law enforcement, and Kathy Kinnear is in charge of that. And in November, we're honoring our veterans. And Ray Koski is our chairman for that, and she's a veteran herself from the Air Force. So it's going to be all women veterans that we're going to be honoring and talking to.
And that's your October luncheon that you do?
Well, no.
That's November.
That's November.
Okay.
October is honoring law enforcement.
Okay.
And then November is honoring the veterans.
Right.
And then December, we're having our big Christmas elegant tea.
Well, we're very excited, and Kathleen is chairing it this year,
yeah,
right?
Kathleen and Bonnie Sharp are co-chair.
Our co-chair for the Republican Women's Tea, which has moved. It's now at
the Red Lion.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is just going to be this is a new ball game.
Yes,
with the old-fashioned theme.
Yes, we're kind of back to where we were,
uh-huh.
And we're
right.
We're making our tea great again.
And do you have information for, like, what the tables cost?
You know,
if you
host
a table. Okay, well, we'll get that when we get
closer,
there. Yeah,
yeah,
but
it's a great event.
So what's it look like for Trump here? They're saying Trump's raised more money from individual donors, you know, under $200 or less,
mm-hmm.
than any other Republican ever has.
Really?
Yeah, I just heard that today. Of course, you know, Clinton's got – they've got millions that they've raised, but – in 3 months, he's raised something like $68 million, the most any Republican has, you know, for the small donors. Small donors being under $200, you know, whether they're sending in $5, $10, $15, $20, you know, all the way up to $200. So it's going to be an interesting race.
Well, you know, I'm of course, it's so important that people realize that if you don't vote, you voted for Hillary. And so I think it's so important, and I'm kind of upset with some of the Republican establishment and how they've behaved.
Yes.
You know, we haven't gotten
so
behind our party
they should be
here.
They should be turned out.
You know
it's kind of like this. You know, Trump's got his foibles, he's got his warts, but as many warts as he has, he is not a toad.
Well, don't we all?
Like
well, he
the
speaks
other side.
Out, you know, and sometimes he speaks too quickly.
Well,
right.
But the point is that he's getting back on message, he's staying that, but he... I look at the alternative, and I have and it sends shivers through my body. And if the Republicans or conservatives, and I'm sure you can say Republicans or conservatives anymore, don't hold the Senate and the House, stand by. You think mm-hmm. you think Obama was Obama when he controlled them both, gave us Obamacare, which is an abysmal failure. What she'll do, she'll make it into a one-payer system and just give everybody Medicare in this country.
Well, and the whole immigration thing, I mean, that is so
scary. And she wants to open
scary.
Up. There are no borders anymore.
I mean, it's very scary how we can do that to our country. So
anyway, but that's got nothing to do with it. This is for a local election.
Yes.
It's just Republicans you're inviting.
Yes, of course.
Well, how many of the candidates are Republicans?
Well, there's a lot of them.
I mean, for the city council, I think Gary Cadd is.
Yeah.
Adam McElvain.
Uh-huh.
Julie Winter, wouldn't you?
Yes, Julie Winter. Yes.
Julie's going to be on here in
well,
about 5 minutes.
Well, she's a member of Republican
yes.
Women. Yeah.
And then I wonder if...
Mary Rickard.
Mary Rickard. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Leah Tate is. I would.
No.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Leah's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about Pam Giacomini.
She's Republican.
Mm-hmm. Bill Chappelle.
She's Republican.
Steve
is he
Morgan?
Running again? Is Bill
yeah.
running again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Steve Morgan. And who else?
Well,
what about LaMalfa? What's he?
Well, now he'll be in Washington, D.C. working for us,
right.
So he can't be there.
Right.
And some of the representatives will be there for those guys because they are
right.
out there working. So, you know, we're just really excited about this election, not only for our city and our county, but especially for our country, because, you know, like you said, we have to have them in the Congress and we have to have them in the White House.
There's a lot of things going on.
I just, you know, my main thing is to encourage people to vote.
That's it.
And if you don't vote for Trump, you just voted for Hillary. Whether you stay home, I'm going to stay home and I'm voting for Stein or I'm voting for somebody else.
Right.
Well, hello, if you do that, you just voted for Hillary.
Well, according to one of our headlines today, the Clinton and Trump are tied in battleground tracker states. It's 42-42. Which is Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and New Hampshire. So in California, we're not just really sure who we are.
No, we aren't.
But let's figure it out and make a difference here in the North State.
No, no, we know exactly who we
are.
And
don't we have somebody here at 8 o'clock talking politics?
Julie Winter will be here.
Oh, great.
Julie's
going to
be here.
Great.
We got Leah Tate coming in. We're getting all the candidates in as many times as possible for an hour each time, asking them a lot of the same questions to see what they, you know, see what their answers are.
I appreciate and admire these people for running for office.
Ugh.
They're standing up and, you know.
Oh, every one of them. That's why we do not endorse anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the Record Searchlight finally made a right decision and said, you know what, we're not going to endorse either, which is the right thing to do. And it was amazing to hear the reasoning. It was the same reasoning we had, you know, 8 years ago when we said we were going to do this.
Right.
Is that let the people make up their mind. You know, they don't need three people, and that's what it is. Three people, Silas Lyons and the publisher, Steve, and Carol Ferguson making up the mind, you know, saying, mm-hmm. Oh, these are the people we should back. They've made mistakes.
Well, and I want to especially invite women to join us at Republican Women. We have all ages. You know, I'm kind of the old person. I'm going out as president this year. But we have a new young president coming up. She's getting her three children off to school right now.
And she was Woman of the Year.
Yes, Leslie.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Leslie,
what a
okay,
support.
That's this Wednesday. It's at what time?
Well, you come at 5:30. It starts at 6:30.
And call somebody for reservations?
Well, I gave that Tammy Gerard at charter.net.
All right. We've got to run. That's this Wednesday. Women Republicans are having a big political conference there and listening to all the candidates.
Thank you so much, Alice Garrity.
Speaking of which, we will have Julie Winter on right after these messages.
Great. Thanks, you guys.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New York police say a 28-year-old man is now wanted for questioning in the New York City bombing. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says he's not all that surprised by the explosion that happened in New York City Saturday night and the other explosive devices found over the weekend, both in the city and in nearby New Jersey. He spoke to NBC's Today Show.
It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And unfortunately, the reality of our world today is that these events are probably going to become more common, which is unfortunate.
Sentiments echoed by military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We have Islamic proselytizing going on unabetted in our schools. We have Islamic extremist groups that are given platform and credence in our society.
The NYPD identifies a man as Ahmad Khan Rahami, a naturalized citizen from Afghanistan. Explosion in Manhattan on Saturday injured 29 people. Thankfully, no lives were lost. Politico reporter Matthew Nussbaum telling the Salem Radio Network in a recent interview that he believes having Mike Pence on the GOP ticket has comforted many conservatives.
I think when people look at the issues that matter a lot to conservatives, things like the Supreme Court, obviously, things like terrorism, they see in Mike Pence a steady hand and a guy with a long conservative track record who they can really trust.
Nussbaum says while Donald Trump is a relatively newcomer to conservatism, Mike Pence is not. A red flag warning of extreme fire danger in effect until noon today in Southern California because of ongoing heat.
In the Los Angeles area, we've been having quite a bit of heat the last couple of days. In fact, today we're expecting it to be the hottest of the period.
Those thoughts from National Weather Service forecaster Katie Hoxsey. She says that today will be one of the hottest days in Southern California for the entire month. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Confidence among U.S. home builders has surged to the highest level in nearly a year.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index climbed 6 points this month to 65, following a downwardly revised reading of 59 in August. Builders' view of current sales and a gauge of traffic by prospective buyers increased. Their outlook for sales over the next 6 months also went up. Sales of new U.S. homes accelerated in July to the fastest pace in almost 9 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In Georgia, some gas stations say their fuel supplies have just about dried up now following a pipeline break in Alabama. Federal transportation officials are ordering Colonial Pipeline to take corrective action, and the company says it's been working around the clock to limit disruptions in the region's gasoline supply. On Wall Street, the major indexes have been mostly higher. Right now, it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by just about 91 points, and NASDAQ is up by 13. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The party United Russia, backed by President Vladimir Putin, has won a majority of the country's parliamentary election far ahead of rival parties, but there is speculation that everything may not have been above board.
Officials at polling stations actually stuffing ballot boxes, and there were other videos with candidates apparently paying people to vote for them. So the Central Electoral Commission has said that the voting from three polling stations will be annulled because they confirm irregularities there. But overall, the message from the authorities here is that this was a legitimate election.
That is BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Kohl's says it plans to hire more than 69,000 additional workers for the upcoming holiday season to meet demand at its more than 1,100 stores nationwide. The department store operator says it started hiring in August for the holiday season and expects most jobs to be filled by the middle of November. More on all these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, September the 19th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our second hour here on KCNR. Currently 67 degrees. Our day today is going to call for 97. And we're going to do a drum roll here in a minute as we change our temperature because we know it's gone up a bit. Bob's pulling it up. Mostly clear tonight with 62. Tomorrow calls for 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with 59. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with 81. As we progress here, Wednesday with 81 with about 3 to 5 miles per hour wind. And Thursday calls for around 75. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. We just had a few temperature jump there. Saturday calls for 94, and Sunday around 96. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You can't find a better place to work out in the city, the county, anywhere. That's Wellgate Sports Club. Not only do they have the only saltwater pool in a sports club and all the brand new machines and free weights, and yes, they are free weights. It doesn't mean you can walk in, pick them up, and walk out with them. No, that's not what it means, onion grower.
On the corner of Court and Eureka.
That's right. And they've got Boheme Spa right in there.
So, it's
so
truly
you can,
a
after you work out, get all sweaty, go in there and get your toes manicured. 768-1205 is the phone number right there at Wellgate Sports Club. Let's go to the phones. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are advancing along with oil prices as investors look ahead to this week's Federal Reserve policy meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 96 points at 18,220. The S&P 500 is positive 9 points at 2,148. And the NASDAQ Composite is advancing 15 points at 5,259. Active stocks on the big board, Alcoa down a penny at 9.43. General Motors up 93 cents, trading at 31.90. JCPenney up 16 cents at $10.27. For our local stocks of interest, Bank of Commerce up a penny at 7.14. Harley-Davidson up 60 cents, trading at 52.32. And Target up a nickel at 69.28. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is trading flat at 1.69%. And for commodities, gold is up $9.60 an ounce and $1,319. Silver up 36 cents at $19.20. And crude oil up 96 cents, trading at $45 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
That's right. Susan Eastman's offices are located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561 if you want the latest on what to invest in and just taking a look at what your investments are. Okay, Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening this week?
Oh, we're really excited because for a year and a half, I have been trying to get Katie Grimes up here from Sacramento. A lot of people may know who Katie Grimes is because she is the most feared political analysis and writer in Sacramento. She is a longtime political journalist and a writer. She writes for the Flash Report. And she's coming up here tonight to talk about all things Sacramento, what's going on down there in the Capitol that we need to know about. So she and her husband are coming up into this area, and it's her first time, so we're really excited to have her.
Great, and that's tonight then at 6 p.m.?
Tonight at 6 o'clock, yes, at the Eagle's Nest.
Okay.
At 3276 Bocelli Lane.
Okay. That's thanks a lot.
Katie Grimes and her husband, Terry.
Thank you very much. Hey,
thanks,
tomorrow
Sally.
We're having the guy that came in here and spoke a couple of weeks ago about unfunded liabilities. We'll be on our show tomorrow at 8 o'clock talking about, guess what, unfunded liabilities and what in the town and the studies they've been making throughout the state of California.
Wonderful. Thank
yep.
you for doing that, Carl.
Well, you know what?
What's going on?
It's just getting... I'm just, everything I read is just getting bigger and bigger, you know, when you start adding everything into it, Sally. So thanks a lot, Sally.
Yeah, well, in the paper today, it just said that this Shasta County is thinking about giving the Sheriff's Department raises.
Well, you know what? Okay, I'm not, I know what we're talking about here on funded liabilities. The county looked at it a different way. I think they continue to pay in. But I also look at, our deputies are paid less than anybody. And so as soon as we get them trained, they don't even have to move from their house, and they can get pickup jobs at Redding, in the courthouses, in Anderson. They don't even have to move, Red Bluff. And so we lose all of our officers there. So I think we need to take a look at that.
Well, you might be right there, Carl.
On sheriffs. That's what I'm just saying on sheriffs now, on sheriff's deputies, because they're paid, sometimes a third to a half less than other local agencies around here, and we can't keep them. Anyway, okay.
All right, thank you,
but
Carl.
We've got somebody on the show tonight we can talk on today, Julie Winter, but we're going to talk to you about that.
Thank you. Good to see you, Julie.
Yes,
yeah,
wonderful to be here.
And, I pulled up your website. I want everybody who is listening online to go to juliewinter.com. You have a home about the issues, the buzz, take action, and donate. By the way, beautiful website.
Thank you.
Your family is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And we've seen you around town, and we think that you're, how you're presenting yourself, I just have to say, I think you're doing it with a first-class flair.
Well, thank you very much,
just
Linda.
Have to say.
That means a lot. I've got a great team.
But, I'm
and
serious.
I'm in good company here.
Well,
come
I mean,
on.
You always look put together. I just think you have such a professional
you didn't say hello to me
feeling about you. And we saw you at the library, foundation, as
even
well as a few other candidates that were there as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I can admit maybe it's because I had my hair
you
colored were,
yeah,
and I was
didn't
wearing strange
you.
Clothes.
Ricky.
And no, I was Ricky. Yeah, but she walked right by me and I was waving, but. I didn't really wave.
Please forgive me, Carl.
No. You know what? I had people know me for 10 years that know who I was. And, because I don't know why, except after I saw the picture of me, I thought, well, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Were you doing cigars too?
Nah.
No.
Well, yeah,
well,
I mean,
you
I went over
loved
there.
To,
yeah,
but,
absolutely.
We're working. When you MC those, when we MC those events, it's very hard for me personally to eat. I'm up and down. It's just, you go there to work. It's not about eating and drinking. It really is about, you know, the time staying,
I mean,
you know,
gosh,
focused.
I mean, they pay us $5,000 a piece.
We do it to love the community.
I think we got a free library card.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
not
I,
sure.
Then I found out they were free anyway. Right. So I thought, God, I felt like I got taken. Okay, Julie Winter, you're in the middle of the fight.
Yes.
50 days.
Yeah, boy, wow. It's getting down there.
Getting
yeah,
down there.
Yeah, it's getting down
so what's
there.
The, tell us about Julie Winter. For people that are going...
Just don't know who I am? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a family nurse practitioner. I've lived in the community 27 years, married, 2 sons, 4 grandchildren. And the main reason, I'm just going to take it down to the core thing. The main reason I'm running is I'm really grieved. My oldest son lives in Portland. He'd like to come back here, but the work opportunities aren't here. And there's a tremendous brain drain. We lose our best and brightest elsewhere. And that definitely affects our economy. I'm interested in how we get around the assets. I am really moved by our assets as a city. We have tremendous assets and they're underutilized. And I think a lot of that has to do with vision, a lack of vision and strategic planning. And that's the piece that I want to bring in, obviously, to affect economic development. When you're talking about unfunded obligations, one of the biggest things, the most important things we can do is make a bigger pie, increase jobs, and then also the public safety component that's interconnected as well.
Okay.
Well, that was like, wow.
That's just a quick rundown of my top priorities.
Okay, we're going to
speaking of top priorities. Oh, we have to take a break.
We're going to have to take a break. So, Julie Winters is our guest. Please call in 605-4567. If you have a question for the candidate, now's a good time, or you can go to kcnr1460.com. Join our chat pack. We've got a lot of things to cover here in the next 45 minutes. But we also do have to thank our sponsors. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, right down at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff's a veteran, and he guarantees his work, whether it's a little bitty chip in your windshield or a crack over 2 feet in length. Oh, yeah. 2 feet in length, and he can fix it, and he guarantees it's not going to get any bigger. Fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago. Can't even see it. So that's how good he is. That's how good he is. Give him a call at 241-8373 for appointments. Trust me, you'll never be sorry you went to Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Julie Winter, and we're going to be discussing what her stances are on a lot of different subjects. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Writers in the Sky are coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater this month for another serving of fun. America's favorite yodeling cowboys will take you on a thrilling ride to yesteryear as they salute iconic star Roy Rogers. Writers in the Sky at the Cascade Theater in Reading, Saturday, September 24th. Take the kids. Take the whole family. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house,
It's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted.
If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, and how are you on this great Monday morning, the 19th, oh my goodness, of September. We have just a few weeks before October, this portion of the show, and our guest this morning is Julie Winter. But before we go there, we want to thank our sponsors and Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They are our company of choice. They have come to our rescue in many times, all heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
All right. We're here with Julie Winter, and there's a lot of things going on, Julie. Let's go to, you know, when we start talking about two of the big things, of course, is crime. Crime, right, and the homeless problem. Measure D.
Yes.
We already know that you're in favor of Measure D.
I am unequivocally supportive of Measure D.
Now, Measure E is along with it.
Yes.
You and I have discussed this before. Measure E, it literally means nothing.
Well, I disagree.
Okay. Why is that?
I believe that Measure E provides the accountability that we need. It's going to provide a committee of citizens, people I highly respect, like Ryan Denham, Larry Schaller, Undersheriff, Tracy Neal of probation, and some other business leaders that are above reproach, that will make sure and oversee that that money is spent on public safety. And they have been charged to make make it public if the city council is trying to put pressure on them to spend the money elsewhere. So that in itself it brings me reassurance. Also that the money is going to be accounted for separately, and that there will be an annual public audit by a licensed CPA. That with a report that will be given to us so that we know how the money is spent. And to be honest with you, it'd be political suicide to spend the money elsewhere. If I get on the city council, I will make sure that every penny of that money is spent on public safety. That's the will of the people, and to do otherwise would be absolute political suicide.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical.
It's just not practical to spend it on something else.
Of course not, but let me give you a hypothetical. There's maybe a promise that was made in the past to complete something by a certain time. I'm not sure. I'm just giving a hypothetical. No money, but this new money coming in can pay for a prior promise. Is there anything like that on the books or any kind of conversation perhaps that could have happened that we're not aware of yet?
Not that I know of. I mean, that $11 million has been broken down pretty precisely into how that money is going to be spent, with an expansion of 98 to 120 officers, and I think it's from 4 CSOs to 16, I might have that wrong a little bit, increasing jail bed space, certain amount of money that's going to 3 fire officers and 6 apprentices and a fire inspector. It's that $11 million is broken down pretty precisely as to where that money's going. So I'm not seeing it being loosely allocated into other areas. I haven't seen that.
Well, the whole thing on this is Measure D is completely different than Measure E. The only thing I can say about Measure E, according to the lawyer for the city, it means nothing. Absolutely means nothing. It has no teeth. It has nothing in it that says you have to spend it anyway. There's nothing that forces the city council, the new city council, or incoming city council for the next 10 years. There's nothing in that forces them to do it. Except, you can say that, oh, but it would be political suicide. Well, okay, it's political suicide. But what I'm saying is we have to trust the people we elect.
Yes.
That's the point I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Because this means nothing. Ryan Denham can say, you're not spending the money we should be. And literally the city council can say, I'm doing away with this committee, like they have many other times. like they did with the Electric Commission and all these other commissions. They could just do away with them. So, I mean, people need to face this fact that we either trust our city council that we elect.
And you're bringing up a...
Or we don't, because
right.
Measure
D... It's a good point.
Measure E has nothing. And so when people say, oh, no, it means this. No, it doesn't. It means absolutely nothing. If we need the money for Measure D, which I happen to believe that there's reasons out there to pass Measure D, then we pass it and we trust Julie and whoever's elected to do the right thing.
So I'm going to ask you, Carl, to hold my feet to the fire because I plan on getting elected and I plan on D&E passing. So you as citizens and as the media, hold our feet to the fire. I want to make sure that that money is spent on public safety, and I need to be held accountable if that's not the case. At some level, we must trust our city government. Otherwise, we are frozen in inaction. We don't do anything. We're stuck.
Yes, and that's the point I'm trying to get across to people. Either you're going to trust the city government or you don't. And if you don't, this measure is not going to pass because it means nothing.
And then what's your plan?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. What if it doesn't pass? What's your plan?
Oh, if it doesn't pass, I believe it'll be devastating. First of all, I believe it is going to pass because I think that the community is fed up with it. But if it doesn't pass, there's going to have to be increased cuts in services to provide more public safety. Public safety is core function of government. It's like the most elemental thing that we provide. And so we're going to have to be looking at out of the box. You're going to have to be getting more citizens patrols, other things, whatever we can do to help our police, the guardian angels, other things that out there. People are going to be spending a lot more for security. Ryan Denham spends, I don't know, $4,700 a month to North State Security right now. We're paying. That's the bottom line. We're already paying for it. Let's just pay for something. Let's pay for something that's going to make a change. And then we'll put people in jail. We need accountability.
Well, that leads to another question, but let's go to the phones. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Julie?
Yeah, I did have a question. Yeah, I have lived in Reading a long time, and from like a branding standpoint, like when people talk about Reading, like, oh, it's hot up there or something, what do you think about like creating a slogan for our area where we're known for something that's maybe not so negative or has a different connotation than, oh, Reading's hot?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, and it's coming back around
to... Thank you, Adrian.
A really core value of who are we? You brand and market out of identity. Who are we as a city? We haven't been able to answer that question. I was up in Bend a few weeks ago. I spent 4 days up there on my own dime, and they had this really clear vision statement, and I'm going to steal from it. And I'm just going to say something about Reading, because out of that vision statement, they create all of their strategic planning. So I am going to say this about Reading. Reading is a lifestyle city cultivating tomorrow's economy. Reading is creative. Reading is tech. Reading is the sunny river city, outdoor river city that has it all. And out of that, you get an idea of who we are. We're a lifestyle city. We're creative. We have talented tech people here. And we're related to outdoor activities. We have a river. And from Bend is very, very prominent. And so with that statement and from that, they amenitize their quality of life, their riverfront, their downtown. And then they brand and market that to attract skilled workers. They are brilliant at it. So that when you go outside Bend and you say the word Bend, people know what it is. If you go to San Francisco and say Reading, people are lost. I don't know. Maybe I got gas.
You've got a lake, right?
Yeah, maybe. Or yeah, I got gas. Or is that at Redlands? Is that down in Southern California?
Right.
We're unknown, and that's the biggest barrier to businesses right now is lack of a skilled worker being able to recruit one. So we need to talk about our assets, and so that when we're Googled, it's not just crime. It's the Sundial Bridge. It's Turtle Bay. It's the happening tech companies, the 50 new startups, the good news that's happening. We have some wonderful things that are happening in our city, and we need to brand and market it.
No, I agree. We have to change our mindset.
And
you and I talked about this, and I thought, because we were up, where were we at for the river run? That was Grants Pass, right?
Grants Pass.
Beautiful. And it says America's River City, and I thought, yeah. I thought our river's better than this.
Right.
Absolutely.
Our river's a lot better than this, but what they
have.
But it
have was beautified. Where we were was beautified. There were no bombs, no litter.
We had nothing. There were bombs. Yeah, there
I
were
didn't see the bombs.
Well, I did. They were along the row there. But the point is, though, is that they're proud of the river. They have economize their river mm-hmm. in those situations or put
amenitized it.
Well, they put mm-hmm. yes, they put mm-hmm. they put things on it. They put
right.
That they can use. So I'm all for that. I am 100% behind that. We need vision. We need to push that out there. Let's go to Terry. Talking about pushing, let's go to Terry.
Yeah. Man, I can't even believe what I'm hearing. Okay, anyway, yeah. Thing is that, you know, we have crime in this city that's ridiculous. There's more people that ride around on bicycles at night with backpacks and tattoos than we have people driving during the day. You know, really and truly, you talked about the guardian angels. I couldn't hear while I was on hold, but I think you were talking about them. Well, Chief Paletti's standpoint on all these different civic groups and community groups is he can't protect them. Well, Chief, you can't protect us anyway. I mean, you can't protect people every day unless you have a cop riding in the car with them. Point is it doesn't matter how many people we hire, number one. Number two, we have no place to put them. Number three, really and truly, Miss Winters, do you understand about the liability, unfunded liability we have? Number four, Turtle Bay is going to bring us people. Turtle Bay is going to bring us jobs. Seriously? What we need to do is clean up the city. We have a rainy day fund. Let's use it. Taxing the people where the city council and the city government is not even. Not even. The attorney said they can spend it on whatever they want. So you're trying to say that next August, when we have another 200, say we have $320 million in unfunded liability, or we have the clawback that comes back and we owe $6 million, that none of that money will go to that? Seriously? Because of a $700 job and people don't want to risk a political future as a city councilman in Redding, California?
Okay, Terry, thank you very much. Those
You're
are
welcome.
four questions that we're going to take a break because we've got them written down, and we're going to come back to that because I need to take a break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, father and son team, Kyle and Ed DeFore. And Kyle, of course, runs our sports here. He has a sports show on Tuesday nights. He does football. He does Colt 45s. It is just outstanding work he does. But it's secondary to the great things that happen out to Mighty Fine Foods. Locally owned and operated. Like I said, 20, 25 jobs out there, local people. It is a great place with over 350 different beer options. That's one for you could have a different beer every day of the week and not have to not be a serious drinker. When they go in and they ask you, do you drink a lot? I have four beers a month, and it's a different one from a country just because I'm trying to learn more about different countries. Anyway, Mighty Fine Foods, a corner of 299 and Deschutes, barbecues going on. You can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Mighty Fine Foods through their deli and other great things they offer. Mighty Fine Foods, the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Julie Winter is our guest. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 70 degrees. It's going up to 97. We're going to be right back with questions about where do we put them when we catch them, and what about the unfunded liabilities?
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations gives you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. We're 50 days out from elections. That's right. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 70 degrees, going up to 97 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I think I need to go down and get a trim this week. There, it's Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. Can't say anything more than that, except it's right down the street from Classic Cafe that has the best, absolutely the best chipped beef on toast you're ever going to find. And they are celebrating their 30th anniversary.
My gosh.
And they're having the German dinner.
Ooh,
as you know, on there, I think it's like September the 29th,
right.
And I'll find out for sure, but it's either September 29th or October 1st, but it's going to be the German dinner that they serve so well, with things like Rinder Wurladen, some Sauerbraten, Lieber and Zwiebeln mit Gottwild und Blutzbraten. The only problem is, after you eat there,
you will like it,
and the only problem is, after you eat that, you feel like you have to invade Poland. Paprika Manutinen.
Or Poland's invaded you.
Or something like that. Anyway, but it's, you know what, it's the 30th year in business, and I'd make a reservation because that place is going to be packed. And that's, of course, Classic Cafe. Does so much for our veteran community here. Speaking of people that want to do a lot for our community, it's Julie Winter. Julie, good morning.
Thank you
running
for having
for Reading
me on.
City Council.
Yes.
Republican?
I am Republican. Registered Republican lifelong.
Okay. The questions that came up were two, and you mentioned it even yourself.
Yes.
When we pick these people up, we got to put them in a jail.
Right.
And so here's my question to everybody, every candidate. What jail?
Yeah. Yeah. The plans, obviously there were plans for that to be built, and those have been put on hold.
The courthouse part.
The courthouse part. We will be having expansion of the ARC, but that's going to be a few years. The people have to have accountability. Terry calling in, and he's absolutely right. We can't just be catch and release. So we got to think out of the box. Either we send them to another county that has jail space, and we can do that to some degree, or we create some kind of temporary facility to hold them, place for them to dry out. Nothing like a heroin addict having to go through withdrawal a few times. That'll get you to change or move on. If you get arrested, people will do anything to avoid withdrawal.
Or get off it.
So we've got to figure out a place to put people. You know, that is under the purview of the county, but it's a regional problem. And so, man, I'm willing to look at any options. If people got options for a temporary place, for a holding place, hey, I'll look at it. We got to do something.
Would you support this? The idea of the sobering center?
Of course. Yes. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. And that's a mental health stabilization center too, which would be helpful.
It's both. And
help keep people out of the ER, which is very expensive. Yes.
Okay. So could part of that money then be used for something like this? Part of that tax increase?
For building a
sobering center?
There is money, I think, allocated within that tax increase for that.
Okay.
Yes.
So there. So you have that. And so who's going to run that? Is this a city thing then, what you're
No, it's being bid out. There's an RFA going RFI, going out to a couple of agencies. I think those include Empire and also Hilltop Medical to run that facility. There may be one other, from what I understand, to actually run that facility.
Okay, so, and that would be the Sobering Center.
The Sobering Center, and you're talking about mental health too. So I would really like to see a medical component to that, if you're including mental health. And a lot of those things are interconnected.
Who's going to fund that? Is that that's part of the tax of the, you know, the tax increase would go to that?
No, I actually think that they're getting funding from other sources like Medi-Cal, those people
they
would have
help
health insurance.
Right, for it,
exactly. We need to help them get it launched. It needs to get launched. And that could come.
We need to have something like that.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Is that different than the day center that people talk about, where all the homeless can go to and get them off the streets where there's bathrooms and stuff?
That's a different facility.
Would you support that?
Perhaps. It would need to be. It depends on the obligation to city budget. I think if it's something that's community-wide, I'm certainly willing to look at it. The bottom line is people need a place to go. We don't want them in Hilltop. We don't want them in downtown. We don't want them in our parks. We don't want them in the library. We don't want them.
They need to go someplace.
They need some place to go. We can't just line them up and bus them out of town, or, you know, as some people would say, as some people would like them to
do. I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Can't just,
I was making faces.
Say,
she wasn't laughing about that.
Just dump them somewhere. They have to have a place to go, and so they're on our streets. And I think you always incentivize the behavior you want. So if you don't want them in downtown, then incentivize them to go somewhere else.
You need to go someplace else.
So what if, I'm going to throw this out there, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I would love to see the city, the county, work towards putting a single source of services on the south end of town. We already have Breslauer. We have mental health down there. We have public health down there. Put all services towards
the
poor.
Good News Rescue Mission down there.
Is down there as well. Maybe you find some transitional housing. So the people have a place to go. There's a day center. There's
what about
help
the
for
old,
substance abuse.
What about the old juvie facility there?
That as well. That's a whole big complex down there. Why don't we put make it easier for people to get services and pull them out of the area where we don't want them, which is in downtown? I think we need to be looking at other options. That's what San Antonio did. They built a big multi-level complex where all the services were in one place.
They did, but that was a $22 million
that was
paid for, by the way, by a big one of the big investors. But what they did was it was to bring people in to get them off the street, and then you offer them the opportunity to dry out. And as soon as they said yes, they put them into a program, they put them into housing. I'm all for that. But right now, I think if we just need to get them off the – I say them.
Yeah.
We need to get these people, we need to get the homeless or unhoused off the streets.
Right.
Into some place during the day. That doesn't help us at night, though.
Yeah.
And then we also need to have the sober center. Now – if somebody said to me, this is what this money is going to go to raise to get people off the street, and we will push them into this because, I mean, hey, we don't want you here. Well, where can I go? You go to this day center. That's where you go. You have TV there. We got it all. It's air conditioned. It's heated. You got showers. Then I think we can push people.
Mm-hmm.
Other people say,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't push. Oh, yeah, you can.
You can
push them.
You can. You either go get help or you move along. But you can't just hang out and sleep, you know, in the underground parking lot or in front of stores.
No.
I'm very, very strong on anti-loitering. I would like to see us be more rigid about giving handouts and toxic charity that keeps people dependent. We really, really need a focused strategic plan that moves people, that provides dignity, but moves them out of poverty.
Do you think there's a strategic plan at the city council level right now?
No, I don't see a strategic plan there. I think that the
continuum. For anything?
I'll speak specifically to homelessness. For the continuum of care, of course, that's housed within the. I don't see a strategic plan for homelessness being emerged yet. I think it's coming together. But
how about a strategic plan for growth?
Not that I've seen. Or for jobs. And you know what? Jobs are our number one priority because you were talking about unfunded pension obligation.
And that was the next point.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking $300 million worth.
It's a lot of money.
And they could. And as we all know, if CalPERS does not make its 7%, they come down to the city
right.
and the counties, and they want more money. We've got a lot of money we owe out there.
Yeah. And of course, that money is over time, and CalPERS does give us, they give us a direction of what we're going to owe over the next year and predicted to know over, I think it's about 5 years. So we have a good idea of what we owe. And we've been, as a city, we have been setting aside more money into the CalPERS funds. We've also maximized the amount of money we can take out of our employees. I think the police are up to now 12%. We can only ask a certain amount. The state won't allow you to say, okay, take 50% out of their wages. So we've maximized it to the extent that we can. But it's going to come down to two things, really, because the pension obligations are owed. The courts have said they're owed. We do owe them, and we're going to pay them. That's the bottom line. We are going to pay them. So we either increase our pie or we cut. That's the bottom line. We're going to either cut spending and cut into services, or we're going to increase our pie. I would rather see us as a long-term strategy, as a, any company that's thriving, you want to grow, and that you grow by creating jobs. And so that's why I just keep hammering it over and over and over again, is we need to leverage our assets. I want an economic advisory committee to the city council that looks at what are our growing emerging businesses. What do they need? Let's provide that. Let's expand that. Let's grow in traded sectors. Let's get jobs going here.
Okay, I think that's, to me, what the EDC is supposed to do. But, okay, let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. Do you have a question for Julie Winter?
Statement and a question. Thank you, Julie, for putting your neck out and waiting for the guillotine to fall. Number two, the tax measure is a bailout for unfunded liabilities. And if it doesn't pass, City of Reading will bankrupt. And in 2020, all you have to do is look at the numbers. All right. That aside, the current, with the exception of CAD, and past city councils have been dishonest with the people. This unfunded liability problem has been brewing since 2000, just rounding it off, and nothing has been done. The city council had numerous chances that I know in the meetings that I've attended of cutting back here and cutting back there, and maybe could have made a dent in the problem, and have decided not to, and grant raises to people who make $180,000 plus a year and definitely don't need the raises, but city council thinks they do. Anyway, there's no trust on the city council with the exception of one candidate, and I did attend Thursday night's candidate meeting, and nobody addressed the problem of the unfunded liabilities other than CAD. And number two, all of you want more jobs in a California atmosphere that is 50th in the nation as far as being business friendly. So that's insanity, number one. And two, not a person addressed a possible solution. California is the problem. State of Jefferson is a good possible solution, yet nobody mentioned it at all. Okay, I've had it. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I'll be
Gary.
Listening. Bye.
Okay, Gary, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break here. A lot of things you said. You know, State of Jefferson, I think, is well known. That's one of the solutions. But we're going to get right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Veteran-owned store with Espresso Joe's and the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. It's got a walk-in humidor that is simply fantastic. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Julie Winter is our guest, and we'll be right back. Henry, hang on.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. It's 70 degrees, going up to 97 today. Going to be like this the rest of the week. Looks like it's cooling off here. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Jerry and his people over there at Budget Blinds can find the window covering that is perfect for you, your decor, your family. Give them a chance. How do you do that? Have them come on over with all the samples. 226-9027, or check them out at budgetblinds.com. One of the people in the chat room says to use a bear pit. It worked for the Vikings. I think we're beyond the Vikings at this point. We're here with Julie Winter.
Well, that's a novel idea.
It's a novel
Not
idea.
Quite sure what it is, but you know what? I'm open. I'm listening.
You have a problem. You've got a pit filled with bears, and you just throw the
problem.
Put
them in there. All
you
right.
It could be. Being on the city council.
Might be in the pit.
Could be like being in a bear pit. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Is that you?
It's me.
It's you.
It's me and Julie.
Yeah, I had to
and Linda.
The door. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
They were speaking of needing money. What I hear from all the candidates so far is the fact that they've got they want to spend more money on incidental things like your sobering center, so on and so forth, but it isn't anything that produces anything. If you're going to have a good economy, you have to have somebody that makes something, that produces something.
Okay.
And I've been privileged to work with a company in the past that did an exceptionally good job of that called Reno Tahoe Development Corporation out of Reno. And they're bringing in many, many, many people that are producing. Now, if we had, even with incentives, a Ford manufacturing company or a Chevrolet manufacturing company or something along those lines would move into Redding, can you imagine what that would do to the tax base? What that would do to bringing not only the jobs that it created, but also the support jobs?
there's a, you know, there's no doubt that that would help. And I think Julie's going to talk about how ways of expanding our economy here and for jobs.
Well, you have to have a solution to the problem. Oh, yeah. When you're talking about unfunded liabilities.
No, that's
you pick up quite a bit of the unfunded liabilities.
Yeah, you've got to have something that's going to pop up.
They spent millions of dollars on this park out here east of town.
Yeah,
and
Stillwater.
It didn't develop into anything simply because the city of Redding and the county of Shasta, I'm including that too, have got a no-growth attitude. They don't want manufacturing in here of any kind.
I'll give you an example
of that. Many years ago, I was not directly involved with it, but I was sideline involved with it. 3M bought a piece of property up north of what we call Shasta Lake now. And they intended to put a full-fledged plant in there. The county of Shasta made it so miserable for them, they threw their hands in the air and left.
Well,
now, can you imagine how many people that would have employed?
Yep.
And what was that done to the tax base in this county?
Well, there's more examples of that too, Henry. But we got other people on the line. Thanks, Henry, because we're gonna give Julie a chance to finish up here. Thank you, Henry.
Yeah. You
okay? Hey, Signe, I've got like 1 minute. So what you got?
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask her about getting to the root problem. If there's a way we can stop the influx of these 109ers and turn down the money we get, and if we take the money that feeds our local government and stop it and downsize and put it into feeding our local businesses and encouraging more to come in.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Signe.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Signe, let me just speak to that briefly. The AB 109 money is coming from the county. I don't know what the regulations are on that. That's not really within the purview of city governance. And I don't know if they even have the ability to say no to taking AB 109ers, to taking our prisoners back. I don't know the answer to that. I'd be happy to look that up. Certainly, we have a smaller police force than we used to. We used to have 120 officers. We now have 98. We used to have 16 to 20 CSOs. We have 4. And on top of that, we have a poor economy. We have AB 109. We have Prop 47, lack of mental health care. You can see why we're in crisis for public safety. Something has got to change, and so that's why I'm supporting Measures D and E, and that's very much linked to the economy. And I really appreciate what the gentleman said earlier about bringing jobs. That is the bottom line. City leaders who don't make jobs their number one priority put their cities at risk. And it's not just the EDC's job; it's all of our job. And I spent some time up in Bend, and one of the key things they did is created an economic advisory committee that was seated with government leaders, business leaders, and workforce, so that you had a group of people coming together to identify barriers within the community, a place for businesses to go who are having problems. Right now, we don't have a place for that. If you have a problem, you go to a city council person, and it probably just dies right there. So we need a place for a committee that can say, hey, we're getting 6 problems in this area we need to do something about. A committee that can gather data, can survey business owners and find out what their top needs are. We're making assumptions. Is it broadband? I don't know. Is it air flight service? I don't know. I can tell you from the 30 people I've interviewed, it's lack of a skilled worker and being unable to recruit. It's lack of branding and marketing and amenitizing our assets. We have a poverty mentality in this city, and I want to change that. We are a beautiful city. We are full of assets. We are loaded with natural beauty and human capital, and it's time for us to not just focus on problems, but mobilize our assets and say, we're going to do it. We're going to be the ones that are going to do it, and we're going to do it within the realm of state of California. I don't see us leaving the state. I don't see that as a viable option to become the state of Jefferson. I understand why people want it. I just think the likelihood of that is so nil. I'm not going to pour my energy into something that's very unlikely to happen. So instead, economies happen in cities. Let's get around and focus our energy on what we can do here.
Okay, so I just saw something here. Somebody was trying to put a $1,000 addition onto their house.
1,000 square feet. Yes.
$27,000 in permits. And I can go on and
that's
on
absurd.
And
that's
on
absurd.
About this.
That's absurd.
Well,
so,
I can talk about big companies that have tried to do something, and they have not even heard anything back. It's been since last February. This is a large companies now. These aren't little guys that are just, you know, getting beat about. And another
company larger than the last company I was just talking about that could not get an answer from the city. The city's fighting them on things. What is going on there when everybody talks about, oh, we're here to help business?
Yeah, that comes from the top, Carl. That comes from creating a culture at the top that says, what if we set the goal of making Reading's building department the easiest to work with in California? I would love to set that goal. So that means that we strategize around what do business owners need? What do customers need? Is it maybe it's a liaison to help them through the process? Maybe it's more online application, more online reviews, and just easier, expedited reviews. I gave some examples actually at the meeting the other night, which wasn't, by the way, was put on by the Chamber and Shasta Builders Exchange, so pension obligations weren't discussed. But let me say League of Women Voters forum is tonight at the Case Cascade at 6 o'clock, and I'm sure that pension obligations will be one of the subjects that will be discussed. So, I think there are things that we can do to streamline and improve permitting process. I would like to see impact fees absolutely removed for change in occupancy use. I had a discussion with Larry Vauble, and, if you're a yogurt shop and you want to move into an insurance building, why do you have to pay all these fees because you're changing the use? The building's already there. That's just crazy stuff. And the same thing for the
traffic patterns.
You know,
that's huge.
Yeah, it's just, well, the roads are already there. We need.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've already been studied tremendously.
Yeah, so we need to look at the economic impact of what we're doing. Sometimes we pinch a penny and we lose a dollar. If we don't get the impact fee, we get no business, we get no job, we get nothing, we get zero of zero. So we need to look at the impact fee of every decision. I would love to see incentivization for businesses that provide manufacturing, especially for high economic jobs, high economic output industries. And so we need to look at we need to put every option on the table. Again, make jobs our number one priority. That's what's going to save us in the long term. If we don't do that, we're screwed.
Okay.
That's the bottom line.
If I can interject here, I think one thing that needs to be done among city departments is a sea change in attitude, that those people coming through the door are customers and clients to be served, not inconveniences to be done away with as quickly as possible. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Amen.
And these are, again, anecdotal, and they'll go out and they'll say, well, what about this? What about
that? Who's in charge of doing that? That's my question. Who's going to say, okay, we're going to have an attitude check here?
Well, if city council does it, they turn and they direct the city manager. And then the city manager needs to change it. And if he doesn't change it, then you've got to change.
Yeah, the leadership comes from the top, and you set vision and you set policy at the top.
Julie Winter, how do people get a hold of you?
So you can get a hold of me on my website, juliewinter.com. You can also look on my Facebook, Julie Winter for Reading City Council. I'm just going to throw out my personal cell. If you want to talk to me, go for it. 530-604-8173. Or you can email me, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at juliewinter.com.
All right. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the guy that did the studies on the unfunded liabilities for the state of California is going to be our guest and talking about the one here right here in Reading, the study they did for Reading. Everybody have a great day. Carl Linda Bott, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And Casey and our Shasta Reading, we now join SRN Town Hall News in progress.
From Afghanistan, he lived in Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is not far from Linden, where the suspect was captured a short time ago. President Obama taking note of the weekend knife attack by a Somali man in Minnesota.
At this point, we see no connection between that incident and what happened here in New York and New Jersey.
An explosion in Manhattan Saturday injured 29 people. A pipe bomb also went off Saturday in Seaside Park ahead of the race for Marines and sailors, but no one was hurt in that incident. One of five devices found at the Elizabeth train station overnight exploded while a bomb squad robot was trying to disarm the device.
The investigation is moving rapidly.